From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. North Korea launched a missile today in a high-altitude path indicating it might be a two-stage rocket capable of flying up to 4,500 kilometers. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said despite strong warnings from the international community, North Korea once again went ahead with the missile launch. It is absolutely unacceptable. We strongly protest against it. The launch came just days after the election of a new South Korean president, and as U.S., Japanese, and European militaries gather for war games in the Pacific. A cyber attack against tens of thousands of data networks around the world, all infected by malware that locks computer files unless a ransom is paid, spread further in its second day Saturday. There is no word on who launched the plot. Varun Badwar is the chief executive of the cybersecurity firm RedLock.
They're going after organizations which are mission critical, where they really can't live without their data for too long. For instance, we've seen most of the UK healthcare system shut down because most of the hospitals under the National Health Service plans are completely shut down. They've lost access, and in fact, they're turning patients away.
Britain's National Health Services first sounded the ransomware alarm on Friday. Since then, businesses and individuals worldwide have been affected. A 5.7 magnitude earthquake hit the Iranian province of North Khorasan, killing two people, injuring at least 225 more. The Red Crescent Society said teams of rescues are sent to the area on Saturday immediately after that quake. 80% of the injured and survivors have been relocated into tents. This is VOA News. Monitors say Kurdish-led Syrian forces backed by a U.S.-led air coalition are battling Islamic State extremists near Raqqa, the Islamic State de facto capital. Sunni Arab and Turkmen militias are also involved, along with a separate contingent of Turkish-backed forces opposed to a faction of Kurdish fighters in the U.S.-backed Syrian Defense Forces alliance. The World Health Organization says the Democratic Republic of Congo is once again facing an outbreak of contagious and deadly Ebola virus. Congo's health minister says three people have died in the northeast of the country. This is the first outbreak of the virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo since 2014, when 49 people died of Ebola. Elsewhere that year, 11,000 died of Ebola. British Chancellor Philip Hammond said today at the Belt and Road Summit in Beijing that Britain is a natural partner for China's Silk Road program, which Chinese President Xi Jinping hopes will reopen the ancient routes of the historic Silk Road as a way of boosting global development and expanding links between Africa, Asia, and Europe. Hammond also spoke about how his country's upcoming separation from the European Union will not affect its international ties.
As we leave the European Union, we want to maintain a close and open trading partnership with our European neighbors, and at the same time, pursue our ambition to secure free trade agreements around the world with new partners and old allies alike.
China is one of the countries Britain hopes to sign a free trade agreement once it leaves the EU, and London and Beijing have been keen to show that Britain's withdrawal from the bloc will not affect ties. President Trump says a new FBI director could possibly be named in a few days. His remarks came 4 days after the firing of James Comey, a move that is still resonating here in Washington. Nearly a dozen people are being considered, including attorneys, law enforcement officials, and lawmakers. Meantime, President Trump received an honorary doctorate from Liberty University, then spoke to the graduates.
You will have the confidence to speak the hopes in your hearts and to express the love that stirs your souls, and you will have the faith to replace a broken establishment with a government that serves and protects the people.
Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr., the son of conservative evangelist Jerry Falwell Sr., helped Mr. Trump win 80% of the white evangelical vote in last year's election. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.